We're about to go to America to learn some more about a very special type.
Lady Aurelia nearest to us. Muthmere beginning to stay on behind those. Lady Aurelia down the centre in the white and green colours. She's going away at the end. Lady Aurelia and John Velasquez. Oh, she's won by two or three in great style. Second place is tight with Profitable the far side of Marsha who stayed on.
Very impressive win by Lady Aurelia. Since then, there's been so much discussion about Lady Aurelia, the possibilities of coming for the Everest if there was a slot available. Yesterday on the show, we heard from Damien Flower that he's bought a slot and certainly would love to make some contact with the owners. Well, John Moynihan is the bloodstock agent for Barbara Banky's Stone Street Farm and the owners of Lady Aurelia, and he joins us from the US. Hello to you, John.
How are you?
I'm very well, mate. Good to talk to you on our show. We normally catch up at the sales, but extra reason this time, she's pretty good.
Yeah, she, you know, we're really excited, Andrew. She ran absolutely super. You know, we couldn't be happier. George, Barbara, and Peter, I mean, they're over the moon about it. Wesley did a great job with her. You know, he selected this race before she ran in the first race at Keeneland this year and kind of mapped out the plan. You know, everything went so well according to plan last year that, you know, we were obviously the owners, they had so much fun at Ascot last year that they were certainly excited with the prospect of going back this year.
Did she, I mean, the way she left her rivals in the King Stand earlier this week was amazing for us to watch, but did she surprise everyone that's close to her?
No, I mean, I'm not going to say we expected it, but, you know, we expected her to run extremely well, you know, with the ground being, you know, last year she had completely the opposite ground of what she performs best on, but she was still able to overcome it. She's a very, very versatile horse, as you well know. She broke a track record first time out at Keeneland on dirt. Then the rest of her races have been on the grass. You know, we were cautiously optimistic that she would really run well. The big question mark was, you know, the step up in class and running against older horses. But she performed and came out of it really, really well. You know, she won fairly easily for her. You know, we're just excited about you know, looking forward to the next start.
And what could that be, John?
I'm pretty sure, you know, without talking to, you know, Barbara, George, and Peter and getting together with Wesley, the main discussion's been kind of surrounding the North, the Keeneland North. It's, you know, it's a race that's the same distance where she just won a few days ago. She's very, very effective at that distance. And it's also a Group 1 race against older horses, but you know, if she was able to knock that off, it would be a real feather in her cap, as was the, you know, the race 2 days ago.
Understand. There's been a lot of discussion regarding the Everest. I spoke with Wesley Ward on our show about 3 or 4 months ago, and he's certainly aware of the race, the new race, John. Given that everyone else is in the UK and you're in America, I'm not too sure whether there's been discussion on the Everest, but what's the current thoughts?
Well, we've discussed it. You know, obviously, we're looking at, you know, the Nunthorpe is probably her next start, you know, with a possible tilt at the Breeders' Cup, but the Breeders' Cup carrying $1 million purse, the Everest carrying a $10 million purse. You know, it's a huge difference in purse structure. You know, for us, it would certainly be a major accomplishment for her to go to Australia. The one thing, Andrew, we have to kind of see through. I was speaking with Barbara today. You know, we've heard without, you know, confirming any details that the quarantine, you know, coming from America or versus coming from England, you know, may be quite stringent. And that's one thing that we would pay close consideration to, you know, for sure this year. So we would want to get the details of that before we make any decisions. But it's certainly on our radar screen. But as I said earlier, we're probably going to take one race at a time. We've been contacted by numerous Everest slot holders, before she even ran at Aspen. You know, when I was down there for the national sale, Ben sale at Magic Millions, several people stopped and said they would have a slot that they'd love to possibly do something with us on. And, you know, I'm sure that'll continue to grow, you know, with her winning the race that she did. So, you know, it's certainly on our radar screen. It's under serious consideration. We just got to weigh all the options.
Okay. I guess you've spoken about quarantine. We've obviously been through EI a number of years ago now, but it is tight to travel in and travel out of Australia. Is that, could that be the major concern if you don't come this year?
I don't know. That's what I've just got to, I've got to look at the details of that. We've got to research the details of that so we understand it, you know, 100%. And, you know, again, it's something that I haven't, you know, we really haven't looked past, you know, the race at Ascot. And now that she's won and moved forward, we're going to be looking at those things and kind of get a better understanding of it, you know.
Okay. So would be the plan normally that she's raced in England this week? Would she normally come back to Wesley Ward's U.S. stable before going back for a race like the Nunthorpe in August?
Yes, that's what we did last year, and it was very effective. You know, we're able to keep a close eye on her. She's with Wesley, which is what we want. You know, we'd rather have her there than with somebody else in Europe when, you know, he has to maybe fly over and check on her from time to time. But I'm pretty confident in saying that she'll be coming back to the United States. She'll be at his barn in Keeneland, and she'll train in Keeneland. You know, that's the way we, you know, we use that same format, Andrew, when we ran in the pre-morning in France. So, and that was able to worked that out well. So
I understand.
I would assume she'd probably do the same thing.
I know I'm probably jumping a few steps here, but just while I've got you, 1200 meters at high pressure, the distance of the Everest, how would you see Lady Aurelia at that trip?
Well, you know, one thing, I was there for the championships, and one thing I noticed, you know, I went and watched Lynx run, and at Randwick, and you know, one thing about Lady Aurelia, she's a little bit different. We're able to get her to relax a little bit this year, and that's probably come with maturity. But you know, Johnny Velasquez has ridden her just absolutely flawlessly the last two races. And if she's able to relax like that, going, you know, the 1,200 meters is not going to be an issue. And if she's able to relax like that and make that explosive run that she makes, you know, she's going to be tough against any kind of competition.
Yeah.
And believe me, I respect the sprinters in Australia as much as there are sprinters anywhere. But, you know, given good circumstances, and even if there's a little bit of rain, you know, there's a little bit of cut in the ground, you know, she performed so well at Ascot in a bog last year that I don't think if we came to Australia and there was a little bit of rain, it wouldn't have a negative effect on her.
But I do know
she prefers faster ground.
I
think that's where she really excels.
Well, the way she let down in the King's Stand, you can certainly understand that. All right, so it sounds like we'll wait and see. We'll be in contact, I'd say, over the next couple of weeks. I don't think you'll have an issue. If the decision is made that you want to come to the Everest, by the sound of that, you're going to get a slot from somewhere.
Yeah, we've been, like I said, we've been contacted by, I would say, no fewer than four different people that have a slot and said they would love to, you know, possibly talk with us. And I kind of, that was before, you know, the race on Tuesday, and they all indicated that, you know, whether she performs well in that race, if she even, you know, doesn't perform that well in that race, and we decided to come, they would certainly be interested. So I would say that interest is still there, you know, the way she wanted to ask it.
$10 million prize check too is obviously a major thing. Peter Volandis has put a lot of work into it, the CEO of Racing New South Wales, and he is listening to this chat, and I guess there'll be a bit of feedback relevant to quarantine and the length that you have to do. It sounds like that you certainly need to get those details. Can I ask you one thing, John, before I let you go? Wesley's got a horse running tonight our time in the Commonwealth Cup called Bound for Nowhere. It's not a horse in your interest, but do you know the horse?
We do know the horse. Actually, we're watching that probably as closely as Wesley is because we own the stallion.
Okay, right. Yeah.
George Bolton and Barbara and David Shimon own the factor. He's a horse that we bought at a 2-year-old sale some years ago, and we retain him now as a stallion. So Bound for Nowhere is by the factor. So if he's able to pull that off and beat Caravaggio, you know, it would be extremely exciting for the sire.
Well, it would be. Cavavaccio there for Aidan O'Brien is certainly high up in the markets already for the Everest, given there has been an indication from Aidan O'Brien's stable that it could come for the race. So well, we'll be certainly watching that. It's at 12:40 a.m. early hours tonight, our time. We're looking forward to watching Bound for Nowhere as well. Who knows? If Lady Aurelia doesn't come, maybe it's Bound for Nowhere. We'll wait and see. Hey, John, thank you very much for joining us. A lot of interest in Lady Aurelia, given the way she won and the build-up to the Everest. It's already gaining momentum. We'll certainly stay in contact over the next few weeks to see what's decided.
Super, super. Thanks so much.
Thanks a lot, John. John Moynihan, the bloodstock agent for Barbara Banky and the owners of Lady Aurelia Stone Street Farm.